Hey everyone, you are listening to Magic Key Adventures, a podcast highlighting me and my family's trips to Disneyland. I am Steph and I am your host, and I welcome you to episode 23. So as I mentioned in the intro, this is the adventures of me and my family. So in this episode, you won't hear an adventure from me, but you will get to hear Lewis talk about his Magic Key adventure with his dad. I am so excited to try something new. So even though Lewis is an adult, he still lives with me, but he was actually at his grandparents' house visiting, not at my house. And I was like, hey, you know, would you mind doing an interview for the podcast since you went to Disneyland recently too? And he said, yeah, sure. I said, I want to try something new. I want to do it remotely since, you know, you're at your grandma's house. I want to try this feature. So if you can't use your family to be your guinea pig, who can you use? So he, of course, got to be my first guest, my first remote guest, even though you guys have heard episodes with him already. It was so great to be able to try this new feature that Descript has, where I can have a guest using another software that's part of theirs to record remotely. So I think it worked out okay. The only thing though, and I'm going to warn you guys, if you're listening to me on your headphones, I would recommend you don't for this episode, because I did get a lot of the fan noise from my laptop, unfortunately. Even with my new setup and everything, it still ended up being in the recording because my computer was working extra hard to do the interview portion. So unfortunately, you're going to hear that in my background noise. In Lewis's background noise, there isn't. So I found this process to be very interesting, and I'm very excited to try it again. Hopefully, I can have more guests on, because there are some people who have reached out to me saying that they would like to be a guest on the podcast whenever I'm ready, and I appreciate that so much because it just means the world to me. That just means that they're supporters and they want to help, and reaching out like that is just I'd have no words for it, to be honest with you. It's just, it's so great. It melts the heart, you know. So I'm really excited to try out this feature, so you guys will get to hear me interview Lewis this time. But before we get into all that, you guys, I want to thank you guys for listening to the last two episodes. I've gotten some really great feedback about my episodes with Charlie, and I just want to say thank you. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. And because I was out of town, I didn't get to do the poll in question for two episodes. So we've got some making up to do, you guys. You ready? Okay, so for episode 21, which was part one of me and Charlie's trip, I asked, if you could buy an individual Lightning Lane for any ride at Disneyland, what would it be and how much would you pay? I loved this question, and not only did I love this question, I loved your guys' answers. You guys had amazing answers. So TJ Foster says, I think Rise is the only attraction worth paying extra for. Definitely think it should be like $20 max, no higher. I completely agree with you about Rise of the Resistance being no more than $20. I would love that too. I love Rise of the Resistance too. I don't know if it should be the only paid ride, because I feel like there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them that are must-dos when you go to Disneyland, and I think that's what I would have picked. So Michaela said Radiator Springs Racers, and realistically I would pay a dollar. But I know Disney would never, so I would negotiate with them, and $5 max is when I would stop negotiating. I love it, Michaela. I love Radiator Springs Racers. I am a huge fan of Cars, if you guys haven't gotten that from me already. I love Cars. It's gone through all three of my boys in all of their lives, and so Radiator Springs Racers just takes me into that ride. Cars Land is very special to me, so that's awesome. And then Donna says, Rise of the Resistance, but only if I'm taking people who have not ridden it yet. I think $10 is fair. Like I said, I love all your guys' answers. You know what? I didn't even think of an answer. I probably should. I would honestly pay extra for... I think I'm with you guys with Radiator Springs Racers and Rise of the Resistance. I wish it wasn't that high. I think $10 is the max that I would pay. I like Michaela's idea of $1, but nobody's gonna, you know, everybody would pay the $1. So maybe $10. $10 would be good. And so the poll for that episode 2 was... Would you have gone on a trip with back injury or pain? Because as you guys know, I did still go on a trip with Charlie, even though my back was hurting. And the choices were, yes, I can't miss out. And no, gotta rest it. So 67% said, yes, I can't miss out. And 33% said, no, gotta rest it. I respect everybody's answers. I think if I were in worse pain... I would have stayed home and rested it because me and Charlie can go at any time, right? We're magic key holders. But on this occasion, I was able to get through it. And like I said, I think in the end, it helped me. All right. So let's move on to episode 22, which was part 2. This is going to be fun. What is your favorite must get on ride? And so I got an answer from Michaela. Michaela, honey, you need to pick one. Michaela just listed a whole bunch. She said Pirates, Haunted Mansion, Toy Story Mania, Buzz, Astro Blasters, Guardians, and Radiator Racers. She has to get on all of them, you guys. That's her list. Oh my goodness. And then Liberty says, upon first entering into the parks, Pirates. Yes, girl, I got you. Yes. I hate it when I leave the park without getting on Pirates. It does happen every once in a while. But yeah, Pirates just has to be a must do for me. And then I asked you guys about the Main Street Cinema. I said your choices were must see, skip it, every once in a while. And everybody 100% said every once in a while. So yeah, absolutely. Every once in a while, go in there. Go in there and get your nostalgia on. Watch all those Mickey Mouse shorts. Get out of the heat. Enjoy the dark room. Sit on a bench. It's nice. It's great. So those were the polls and questions. What else do I got going on, guys? So I'm interviewing Lewis. This is probably going to be a 2-part episode. And mostly because, too, I'm going to be out of town next week. So you're going to get another weird episode from me that doesn't have a poll and question. So sorry about that, guys. No, you know what? I might be able to do a poll and question because me and my husband aren't leaving until Sunday. So if I can get everything done by Saturday, it'll definitely happen. However, you know how I like to give you guys the photos and the videos that go with the episode on Tuesdays. I need Lewis to send me photos and videos. He did send me a couple of photos, you know, trying to make me jealous while he was gone. I'm just kidding. He's such a good boy, you guys. He sends me photos just because he knows that I'm going to enjoy them. So I have a couple of photos from him. We'll see how many I can gather from him. And I can share those with you guys probably Wednesday, because I will be back in town by Wednesday. So my next trip again will be next week. More than likely it'll be on Tuesday. So you know what? You may get content from me anyway, because I'm going to be in the area. So it may not be about the episode, but you'll get some content from me. And then of course you're going to get some content on Sunday. Oh, I'm so excited, you guys. I'm so excited to go see Ruth and start on a new part of my tattoo. I am so, so excited. So I'm going to be sharing that with you guys on Instagram. So hey, you guys, if you're not following me on Instagram, be sure to follow me on Instagram and you'll get that information at the end of the show. Yes, I'm going to make you listen to this whole episode before I give you that information. Spoiler alert, it's in the show notes too. Okay, guys. All right, you guys, let's get into the episode. All right, Lewis, so you recently went to Disneyland without me. How dare you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even know.
So you went with your dad. You're both magic key holders. What day did you guys go?
So we went on October 4th and 5th. So that's a Wednesday and a Thursday.
Okay, so you went before me and Charlie went.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. So you went on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Did you guys get there early? Did you rope drop? What did you guys do? How did you get there?
For Wednesday, we got there at around maybe 10, 11, or 12-ish, mm-hmm. like. So we drove there, and we parked in the garage this time, too. And we got up to, I want to say it was Donald Duck's parking is where we got up to.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we have not made it to a rope drop yet in like forever.
That's funny.
We got there around 12 for Wednesday. Thursday, we got there like at 1 or 2 p.m.
Oh, okay. And then what was the first thing you guys did?
First thing we went was to, we got a picture with the gigantic pumpkin.
Oh, nice.
That's in mainland USA. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really cool.
Which side of the pumpkin? Because there's two sides.
The one facing the castle.
Okay, cool.
So the backside, yeah. I think we only got one in the daytime, so we didn't get a nighttime one. So it was just day.
Was there a long line?
Yeah, there was a long line. But we just kind of went off to the side, like where the stores were, and then just got an angled shot of it.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you didn't have a photo pass. So we didn't do the
photo pass.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so then Wednesday, the first place we went was to the left, and I want to say the first ride we went on was Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones was the first ride that we went on. It said 45 minute, and it felt a bit shorter than that.
Oh, that's good.
And the cool thing, too, was when we got there, I saw it go 45 to 40. Oh. Or it was 50, and then it turned into 45.
Oh, that's funny.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, where we ended up waiting was on the outside. So, like, before you even get into the whole temple, we were on the outside.
Oh, okay.
And I was telling them about, like, all of the secret coding messages, like how you can decode them.
Right.
Or like unscript them on the Disney Play app.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. We've done it once before with the whole big old family trip that we did last year, mm-hmm. I believe, with cousins and everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told them which one I exactly decoded.
Oh, nice.
And then I was just pointing out all of the other decodes that can be decoded all around the temple. You can see them everywhere, and it's pretty fun.
Yeah, they are really everywhere. Cool. That's a very interactive queue, and they did that on purpose. So, because it's so big, the queue. And back in the day, we used to have to wait the entirety of that temple. And now you don't really. They only allow so many people at a time, which I think is strange because you're outside. Nobody wants to be outside.
Oh, and then construction was happening with the new treehouse. There was a tree moving on its own, and it really looked like something was actually moving it, or like it was a robotic tree that was moving around. Oh. So it kind of made it look like a spooky effect. But then as you got closer to the bridge, you can look under the bridge, and then you'll see one of the construction workers moving the trees and plants around.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
What did you guys do after Indiana Jones?
After Indiana Jones, it was Pirates of the Caribbean. That one was a 25-minute ride.
Not bad.
So it was pretty quick.
Yeah.
It's decent. Even with a long time, it still goes somewhat fast.
Yeah, as long as both
just a bit
docks are working and both lines.
Yeah, we got the left side.
Oh, cool. Did you get wet?
Yeah, barely. Oh. I got some on my arm. We were in the very front as well.
Oh.
I was on the right side. And only my arm got wet.
Oh.
From like my dad,
or from the drop?
He got a little bit wet too from the drop.
Yeah.
The first one for sure too.
Oh yeah.
Definitely. More splashed than the second.
It's so funny that ride. You could either get wet from the drop or you get wet from the cannons. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Or you can just get wet because
it's kind of rare to get wet by the cannons. Yeah, that too. Or get your butt wet because the seats are wet. All drenched. Filled with water.
All right. What'd you guys do next?
After Pirates, we went towards, I want to say it was towards Haunted Mansion, but we saw how long that line was, and we were like, no.
Yeah.
It was like 120 minute or even more.
Yeah.
It was all outside. The line was super long. We went outside.
Yeah. So you looked at it and said,
Yeah, pretty much. So I think we just passed on by it, and then I think we ate. I don't remember if we ate right after or we went on another ride before, but I want to say we ate, and we were choosing from Hungry Bear and Docking Bay 7.
oh, okay.
And so from the Docking Bay 7, that's where I got my Fatro, what I would usually get there.
Yeah.
And we got food from the Hungry Bear, and we tried the Huckleberry drink, and that was really good too.
It was really good, huh?
Yes, it was. Yeah, so with the Huckleberry, apparently it was more like tangy or sweeter than the Fatro, I guess.
Yeah.
But it was a similar tasting. It's just the ingredients that they have.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got food from Hungry Bear, and I got my drink from Docking Bay 7. I got a, I don't remember what the hamburger's called, but it's from one of the seasonal offerings,
Oh, okay.
and it was pretty darn good. It was so good.
Cool. Let's see.
It was a big burger too, and it had fries
There's a
and like some other kind of sauce.
barbecue bacon cheeseburger because it says it's got red pepper, cheese sauce, onion rings, bacon, and barbecue sauce.
Oh yes, that should be the one.
Then it was the barbecue bacon burger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. It was really good.
Did you guys share
Yeah,
it
that's
or
the
did
one.
you both get your own?
We both got our own stuff. He got a salad.
Oh, okay.
Barbecue chicken salad. That's what he got.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And that looked appetizing as well.
Yeah.
Then along the way of getting my Fatro, that's where I saw Boba Fett and the Mandalorian. I
Ooh.
saw the Mandalorian first, and then I saw Boba Fett.
I feel like they're always out, usually around the same time. Not never together,
Yeah.
but around the same time in different areas. Where
Yeah.
did you see the Mandalorian?
I saw the Mandalorian towards Rise of the Resistance. It was like on the right side
Okay.
where there were cast members there
Yeah.
too, and it's where they would like enter and exit
Okay.
from behind the stage.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I see him there a lot. And then if I see Boba Fett, it's usually over by Docking Bay 7.
Yeah, because it was Mandalorian was like on the left side of before you get into the mall part.
Okay. And then where did you see Boba Fett?
Yeah. Boba Fett was in the mall,
Oh, you
but more towards the right
Oh.
where one of the food was.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was nice, yeah.
Did you guys talk to either of them or did you just pass by?
I just passed by and took like a photo of both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Did you guys
It
do
was.
anything else in Batuu while you were there?
No. I just walked in to get my Fatro, came back out, saw two characters, and that was pretty much it.
Cool.
Rise of the Resistance was open at that time when I went to go get my drink as well.
How long was the wait? Did you pay attention?
No. I think it was like 90 or 70.
Yeah, it's been very.
Because I checked on it later while we were eating.
Yeah, it's been very interesting to see the wait time between Rise of the Resistance and Haunted Mansion Holiday because they'll flip-flop. Haunted
Yes.
Mansion will sometimes be
Yes, they
a
will.
longer wait than Rise of the Resistance. And it's been really funny to watch.
It is, yeah. Definitely during the seasonal times, that's when Haunted Mansion is overly expanded big
Exactly.
time.
Everybody loves the overlay.
Yes.
Yeah.
As we were eating, we were looking at the canoes, and my dad was wondering like how they would stay like on track, because it would stay in like in the middle. The way that the canoes leave the dock has always been the same. And I was telling them that is likely because that's how they always launched off, or that's how they tell them to launch off. But I wouldn't really know how to explain this part, but like, oh man. People wouldn't be rowing, but like the cast members would be rowing, but it kind of looked like the way they were rowing actually wouldn't make them go in that certain direction perfectly every time. So he thought there was like string underneath the canoes with a track to keep them all in the middle and not like wander off to the sides onto either Tom Sawyer's Island or the other side or the left side close to the restaurant. So we just kept going back and forth with it, and I'm like, sure, I guess.
From what I understand, I believe it is trackless and that it is all manpower. How that's possible without anybody. People have fallen out of the canoes before. I've heard stories of people falling out of the canoes, but
Oh my
usually
gosh.
by the dock is the most of the stories I've heard.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I don't believe so. I know for sure, like Tom Sawyer Island, those rafts are not on a track. Like when you're going on the raft.
Yeah, no, they're not. Yeah, from to get onto the mainland to Tom Sawyer's
Yeah.
Island.
Well, that's an interesting debate
Yeah.
you guys had. You guys didn't like Google it or
Yeah.
ask a cast member or anything.
Nope.
Got
We did not
the
know.
debate and moved on. And
Pretty
you
much.
didn't even go on it? After
Yeah.
all of that discussion, you didn't even
Nope.
go on them?
No. I mean, we
Test
were
your
thinking about
theories?
it, but like it seemed kind of hot.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It seemed kind of hot. Too hot to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then my other thing about the canoe is like I don't really go on it because of the sinking of that the sink that people have. It's kind of off sink. And I know I'd just be hitting everyone else's oar and
Oh,
that would cause a problem for
you don't
me.
think you're
'Cause
coordinated
I'd be
enough?
like, oops, oops. No. I mean, I know some will be, but I just feel like I would keep hitting other people's oars, so I kind of want to avoid that.
Well,
Maybe at some point I will go on it.
maybe. I've never been on it either. I think my walking workout is just as good. I don't need my arms done too.
Yeah, that you can go on web slingers for
Yeah, that's
that.
true. You can.
Yep.
All right, so after your debate of the canoes, what did you guys do?
I believe that's when we actually went into Galaxy's Edge and went on to Smuggler's Run. We saw Chewbacca and Rey there underneath the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we single rided that Smuggler's Run. We usually do that. And I went on my own ship and he went on his own ship. He's always been getting engineer and I've been going mostly with gunner or engineer. Pilot happened like once, but the other two I've been on multiple times. This time it was engineer for me. It was pretty fun. My team did great.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah. So after Smuggler's Run, I just waited for my dad maybe like a minute or two. So he was practically like right behind me. Where do we go after Galaxy's Edge? Oh, we went into. Oh, Stormtroopers were there by the cantina. And it's funny because behind the cantina, a lot of people think that's a bathroom when it's actually an employee's or cast member's, I don't know,
Entrance.
not a hideout, but like, yeah. Entrance. And there are stormtroopers there telling all of the people that those are not bathrooms. You can't be on these premises. And they're interacting with everyone. So
That's
it
funny.
was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's.
And then, so there's two of them. There's always
Yeah,
two
there's always two.
stormtroopers out there.
Yeah, that's so funny.
And they got closer to us. And then, so my dad showed he was wearing stormtrooper socks, so he showed the stormtrooper one of them his socks, and the stormtrooper was like, good. And then he walked away. So that was pretty cool.
That's funny.
It was funny. Yeah. And then we kind of followed them a bit all the way to where you can get the blue milk at. And from there, that's when we went into the Stormtrooper store by Kylo Ren's ship on the left. There's like a building and it's got a store there. That's where we went into for a little bit. And then we tried out these like night vision goggles that they had or binoculars. And it did kind of zoom in. but like to see through them, the holes are kind of small.
Oh.
So it was a little bit hard to see.
Yeah.
But it was cool. Oh, that's right. So along the way, we went into the mall as well, and then we went back and forth with all of these shops.
Oh, nice.
And in one of the shops, there are these super tall canisters that are hanging from the roof. And in the shop, you can also get like the cloaks, and then this is where you get your lightsaber clips, where you put it like onto your belt so that way your lightsaber hilt can be held there. So in this store, we were explained by one of the cast members that there's some on some of the canisters on the roof have tags, and on some of the tags has red lettering, and in Arubish it means on hold. And so the cast members were telling us a story about a few characters who were having the store owners have it on hold or like keep it for the person who wanted to leave it at the store. So it was a pretty cool story that we were told by the cast members.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's so cool that they
And
kept in
then,
character and told you a story about those canisters. That's really neat.
it was super neat. It was interesting. I liked it. We also went into the lightsaber shop where you can see all of these main characters' lightsabers. We can buy your own lightsabers, the Kyber crystals, that whole big shop. Savvy's Workshop, I believe.
Right.
Or is it someone else?
No, it's Savvy.
No, yeah, it should be Savvy's
Yeah.
Workshop. Yeah. There's a new merchandise that is out that I barely saw that day. On Wednesday, and it is a lightsaber hilt holder. So you can place your hilt on top of here, and it's like a display stand. But not only is it that, they have these small rectangular holders for kyber crystals. So you can display your kyber crystals as well, and it connects to the main base that your hilt is on, and it lights up.
Ooh.
It's got LEDs in it, and it's pretty cool. So it'll light up your kyber crystals, and on the main base where the hilt is held on, there are four dots on the corners where it will light up as well, and you can change it into different colors.
That's really neat.
And this setup will hold eight kyber crystals.
Oh my goodness. That sounds expensive.
Yeah. I believe it was 38. For the base, and then for the kyber crystal holders, those were maybe 10 or 8 each one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It sounded
But yeah,
like it was like
it
all
looks
one
cool.
piece.
Yeah, it was all one piece.
Oh.
Well, it was just the holster as its own stuff, and then the kyber crystal plates were on its own.
Oh, I see.
And then with the stand too, you can like expand or de-expand the arms that holds the hilt. So I guess in case your saber's like really short, like Yoda's lightsaber, his hilt is really short, so that would be short. Yeah. We left Galaxy's Edge after going through all of the stores and went on to Smuggler's Run and then interaction with the stormtroopers. We went on to, I want to say we almost went to the other side. I don't I think I want to say we went to Toontown after, because we didn't get on Big Thunder until later. We went through Fantasyland. Yeah, so we did go to Toontown after. We went on to Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway first. It was a really short line. It was like 20, 25 minutes long.
Oh, that's good.
Maybe 40. Yeah. So we went on that one first. We got in the very front in the pre-show, so we were able to see the smoke getting blasted into our faces. And then that's when we get on the ride as well. Let's see. After Mickey and Minnie's, that's when we went to the right and went on to Chippendale's Gadget Coaster. That was really fun.
That wasn't a long wait.
It was. Nope. It was like 20 minutes.
Wow.
About so. Maybe 10. It felt like a short wait.
That's good.
We got second to the back or to the very back. We were towards the back, really.
I wanted to take your brother on that ride, but it was 45 minutes.
Sheesh.
It was crazy.
After that, I went to go press the doorbell on where you can interact with this building where it's got the dynamite, the boxes, the electrocution, the jail, the firehouse, and dynamite building. That whole play area, I pressed on the doorbell, and Lucky from 101 Dalmatians came out.
Aw, cute. Yeah, this is right by Roger Rabbit. All the interaction stuff.
Which is where we went on next,
Oh, okay.
was Roger Rabbit's.
Did you guys get in
Yeah, we did. We got it in the same car.
the
We got the front car. We waited. That one was actually 45 minutes.
Yeah.
That one was actually a long wait.
Yeah. It's been longer. Some I don't know what it is. It's Toontown's been super weird with their wait times lately. I don't know if it's just the days that I'm looking or what, but it's been kind of weird.
Yeah. I want to say after Roger Rabbit, that's when we decided to eat. And we got the foot-long hot dog.
Oh, nice. Where do you get that at?
And we got this one was Daisy's Cafe, I
Oh, okay.
believe.
That's right.
And the bun is super short, so it makes the hot dog look pretty funny.
That's funny.
And then you even get a foot-long box to go with it too, so everything fits inside it.
Oh, well, that's good.
And then we got a certain drink too. I'm trying to find it.
Oh, yeah, she's got her own drink too. I've never eaten there because it's always crowded. It's always super crowded in that area, and they have umbrellas, but I don't think enough to cover you when it's really bright outside.
It was more later at night. And some of the tables were still crowded, but we were able to find one like right away. And to get our food, it was like there's practically like no line. We only waited for like one or two people,
Oh,
and
that's
that was
good.
it.
Yeah, nice.
So the specialty beverage that we got is called Picnic Time Watermelon Lemonade. This has Minute Maid Zero Sugar Lemonade with watermelon premium syrup and watermelon gummies. You get two or three watermelon gummies, and they are chewy. They are really chewy. But they taste so good. It was such a good drink. I
Oh, thank
loved it. Oh, I'm trying to find the hot dog. There we go. It's called Daisy's Dressed Up Dog. All beef foot long hot dog, chili cheese sauce, mac and cheese, and Parmesan potato crispies with house made
Oh
chips.
my
That's what we
goodness.
had.
That's a hot dog.
Yeah.
Was it good?
But then they also have an original. It was good. Yeah, it kind of seemed a little crunchy at some point,
Oh.
but it was good.
Well, yeah, if it had the crispies on it.
Yeah, that's true. But then they also had like the original called the Daisy Dog, which is the all beef foot long hot dog with house made chips.
Oh, nice.
So you get the chips and the hot dog, and that's pretty much it. But yeah, it was really good here. I liked it.
I wonder if Charlie could eat a whole foot long hot dog.
Probably. It would take some while, but he'll definitely get through it all.
Take sandwich bags is what you're telling me.
Yeah, just dice it up into a lot of pieces. You'd probably make it into like 36 slices or something.
Yeah, probably.
It's so long. From Toontown, where the heck did we go from Toontown? Oh man, the funny thing is, we didn't even go into Tomorrowland the whole day. We stayed on the left side the whole time. I think that's when we did get on Big Thunder Mountain. Or was that Thursday? No, I'm pretty sure we went on to Big Thunder Mountain twice.
Well, what do you remember next?
We did go to a California Adventure.
Oh, you guys did do a park hop.
Yeah, we did. Oh my gosh, I got the order wrong entirely. Oh, jeez.
That's okay.
From Galaxy's Edge. Okay, so all the way going back to Galaxy's Edge. We went all the way out into the middle into the Esplanade, and we waited for someone because he was contacting about the magic key magic bands, and someone contacted him that we can get one from this guy. So we waited for him in the Esplanade, and so now my dad has a magic band with magic key on it. And then he was telling me apparently a lot of people didn't like it because it was ugly. I don't know.
Really? I could have just given him mine. I didn't know he wanted a magic band.
Me neither. Well, he was debating on it whether if he wanted one or not, and then he was like asking me like the advantages about it, and he was like, "Yeah, I'll get one." Yeah, and then that's where we can. Did we go back to Disneyland? Did we go into California Adventure? I'm pretty sure we went into California Adventure. Yeah, so we went into California Adventure, and then that's when we see all of the Halloween decorations there too, with Oogie Boogie's Bash and Sleepy Hollow, the Headless Horseman. With him being there, that's when his magic band went off. It was white and yellow colors circling, showing that the sound effects from Sleepy Hollow or the Headless Horseman was activating his magic band because of the sounds and everything. And it makes vibrations too with it. So it was like an in sync type of deal. So it was pretty cool. And we stayed there for a little while to see more effects, sound effects, and everything that his magic band would do with the interaction of the Headless Horseman. And then he also told me that the Mega Superstore for Avengers is closed. So we go over there and it's entirely closed, and I am upset because it's closed. And that's like the main thing for Avengers. That's where you would get all of your Avengers stuff, and now it's gone. Like, really?
Yeah, the big one's closed, but
How dare.
they didn't leave you without an Avenger store. It's just where the new ride's gonna be now. Did you guys find that?
I don't think so.
You never found it?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the store opened before the ride did. Hopefully they're gonna put something where that store used to be. We don't know what, but so
Yeah.
now there's an Avenger store closer to Avengers Campus. We're actually inside Avengers Campus now.
Oh my gosh, wait, that one. Yes, that one. We found that one.
Yeah.
The vault. It's called the vault.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, we found that at like late at night.
Yeah.
It's super cool. It's really cool looking. I love it.
Yeah, I've heard it's very well themed, so it's not just like this giant warehouse of stuff. It's, well themed, and just like all of the other, ride merchandise stores, it's all themed to the rides or whatever, so or the land.
Yeah, the costumes there, the Iron Man statue's still there. They have more relics now, all of the Infinity Stones relics, some of the weapons like Loki's staff, they have that. There's a lot of cool stuff in there.
Nice.
It's really neat. Yeah. And it was funny because as we were entering, one of the cast members, me and my dad, we were talking and saying like how new it is and that we don't remember it being here the whole time. And then one of the cast member were like was like, "Yeah, we were here the whole time. We were just looking out through these windows, debating whether or not to let you guys in. Like, nah, just leave them out there."
That's
And then
funny.
they're like, "Yesterday we finally decided to let you guys in."
That's funny.
But yeah, that was cool. And that was like the last store we went in, I think. No, that was the second to last store. Because the last store we went in was through the main place. It's not like Main Street. I don't know what the California Adventure side is called.
Oh,
Or the main place
opening.
with all of the stores on the sides.
Store, the one that's on the right hand side when you're walking out, that's Elias and Co. And then the one that's on the left hand side with like
Yes.
all of the treats, that's Trolley Treats. And then there's like all the stores are named something different, but that's like the main ones.
Yeah. Cars Ride was down, getting refurbished.
Did you guys see any shows?
No,
No World of
didn't see any shows.
Color, no fireworks, no.
Fireworks we didn't get to see because we were inside the building, I believe.
Oh, okay. What building?
It might have been the vault.
Oh, okay. And then you said you went on
Yeah.
Guardians?
Yeah, so I got to see Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, or not Mission Breakout, Monsters After Dark for the first time, and it was pretty darn cool. It's got new effects as you go into the building where you get to see like all of the relics, and then there's a gigantic TV showing the Guardians stuck in the prisons. And when you get inside, some things are covered, like Cosmo, she's covered. And Ultron's robot, that's also covered. And a few other things are covered as well. And with the TV that shows the Guardians in prison, that is glitching out, and it goes back and forth with like security cameras, and I don't know her name, but it's like the collector's assistant warning everyone. And as you, the first security stage is different too, because that's all glitched out, and the voice that tells you to like raise your hands up, she's glitched out, and the lights flicker, and it's a whole lot of different effects that happens during the queue before you get onto the actual elevator.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And then the pre-show's different as well.
And then the ride too, is that different?
Yeah, that's different. And then like, you know how you see Rocket on top and he says something. I don't remember what he says on the original ride, but like during Nights After Monsters After Dark, he says, "I need you guys to wave your arms, create some like thermal heat energy, get loud and everything, because the monsters can detect heat and all." So we would be the distraction as Rocket gets Groot, because Groot is out and about exploring.
Oh, okay. I want to say in the original,
Yeah.
Rocket just says, "Let's get this party started," or something like that before he like plays
Yes.
music and the music starts.
Yeah.
Not that I'm an expert, I've only been on the ride once.
But yeah, that's very much correct. That's what he says. And then the whole party begins.
Apparently, it's seared into my brain.
Sweet.
Well, is there any you guys went on that you haven't covered yet?
I don't think so. I want to say it was just only Guardians and Haunted Mansion.
Oh, you finally did go on Haunted Mansion?
Yeah, we did end up getting on it either the next day or the same day, but it was more at night. I want to say it was the same day on Wednesday. It's when we got on it.
What time did you guys end up leaving the park?
Pretty much until closing.
Oh, you stayed until midnight or 11, is it? Or what?
Yep. Disneyland is usually at midnight,
Yeah, usually.
but I think we went like at 11:30.
Oh, okay. All right, you guys, so we're gonna go ahead and end this episode right there, and we'll pick up right where we left off next week. So thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed part one of Lewis's trip. I want to remind you guys to please follow me on Instagram. Like I mentioned in the intro, I'll finally give you that information. You can follow me at magic_key_adventures. And you guys, I'm getting really close to 400 followers. I'm so excited. It's the little things, the little milestones. You just have to take one step at a time, and I'm so excited to get to 400 followers. Hopefully, it happens any day now. I hope to do like maybe a cute little giveaway once I get closer to 500. I'll probably do something small because it'll be out of my pocket, and it'll be something super simple to you guys. It'll probably either be like a random drawing or just something super simple. I see so many giveaways on people's pages, and I feel like they're just too complicated. Like, I'm not going to make you follow a whole bunch of people or anything like that. I just wanted to be cute and easy and just really rewarding. And just thanking you guys for following me. I don't need extra followers just for the giveaway. I just want you guys to continue to follow me. So look for that once I get closer to 500. I'm going to have to start picking a prize. How exciting! This is exciting, you guys. Don't forget also that you can email me at magickeyadventures@yahoo.com. Right now, I just get spam emails. No, I get some every time you guys interact with the poll and the question, I get emails from Spotify. That's always great. So, but I'd love to hear from you guys too. But you guys do DM me, and I really do appreciate that. Thank you so much. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. I have been noticing this trend with interactions on Spotify. I don't know how accurate it is. It's saying that 7,000 people have been searching or finding my podcast. I honestly don't know what this means, but it's very exciting. I can't even imagine 7,000 people looking at my stuff. That's wow. I don't know what it means. I should probably look more into it, but I'm just going to enjoy the number for right now. So, you guys, thank you so much again for listening. And with that, you guys, I hope you all have an adventurous day. Bye.